In extremely warmly welcoming this report and motion, I'd like to speak to two particular areas. One, I would like to speak up for the role of bishops as leaders in mission and as evangelists, or doing the work of an evangelist. It's been my privilege in the last 4 years to partly deliberately plan things so that my colleague, the Bishop of Sherwood, could give several weekends a year to what he entitles seed scattering weekends. These have been remarkably successful in being an example of the bishop as an evangelist, and in doing so, encouraging ordinary members of parishes to be witnesses to the good news of Jesus Christ in their settings. I'm pleased that Bishop Tony is now being encouraged to help new bishops think through their role as evangelists. I've just personally completed a 5-week series entitled The Gap in Nottingham City Centre, where we have sought to do apologetics in a different way. We've used a chat show style, we've used comedy, we've used drama, we've used music. We haven't had a sermon in sight. This has also proved to attract numbers of people from outside the church, indeed with nothing to do with the church, who want to come and engage with what we might have to say around current issues. One of the things that was deeply encouraging at the end of the series, though, was actually from church members who came up to me at the end and said, "You have helped us be firmer and clearer in how we will witness to Jesus Christ in our places of work." Bishop Tony and I have also sought to see confirmations and ordinations as opportunities for evangelism, as well as the task in hand. So the bishop needs to be a leader in mission and involved in evangelism themselves. Perhaps one of our regular prayers ought to be for all our bishops that whether or not we are natural evangelists, we will be given the charism of evangelist in our calling as bishops. We are here to help church members be humbly confident about their faith, sharing it in their places of work, with their next-door neighbours, in their sports clubs, and so on. Secondly, I am delighted that we have reference to the fact that all ages must be included. For those who know me well, you would realise that there would have been amendment coming about children.